Bulldogs right now trying to make it into the District 8 tournament, earn themselves a trip to Spokane on Saturday night. They will play at 6 o'clock, the winner of this game, against North Central. The Wolfpack, the number 2 team out of the GSL. 15 wins this season, 5 losses. The losses, nothing really concerning. Mount Spokane twice, the league leaders. Lost to Gonzaga Prep once, actually split with Gonzaga Prep, both winning on the opposing team's floor. The only kind of head-scratcher was they lost to Meade, who finished below 500, did North Central. They wait for a winner. A 5-second call against Hermiston. Out of the Bulldogs' 30-second timeout, they don't even get the ball in to turn it over. 2:10 left in quarter two. Hermiston 23-18. Front court for T Arena. T Arena spinning to his right, picks up his dribble. Back between the rings, gives to Marty. Michael Morty coming right down the lane. Slides it behind him to Walford. Walford rejected off of the back wall by Devin. Drake Devin erases the shot attempt. Grant Olson back to the scorer's table. No. Yes. No. Brian Edwards calls him back with 1:52 left in the second. Hermiston by 3. Edwards pacing back and forth, and now he will send Grant in. He wanted this possession first for Hermiston, defending the way they are. High off the glass, Williamson, as he attacked and shot it over Akers. Cuts the Hermiston lead back down to 3. Minute 40 left in half number 1. Left wing for Bledsoe. Bledsoe top of the key to Devin. Catch, sizes up the shot. The 3-pointer back, iron it in. Devin's got 8. And Hermiston's lead is 26-20. T Arena fouled. Bledsoe takes it intentionally. Grabbed T Arena to pause and get Grant Olson in for Akers. Hermiston had fouls to give. It's just their second in the quarter. Minute 23 left in this quarter. Hermiston by 6 as T Arena takes the inbound in the backcourt. Working front court against Bledsoe. Isaac Corey switches on to him. Michael Marty now hedging up to the top. Comes right lane, spins to his left into the lane with his right hand. Flips it over the back of the rim. It's poked away from Devin into Guzman's hands. Left corner, Marty 3 ball. Front iron short, rebound put back. Williamson missed the bunny right at the 10. It's poked out. Off of Williamson last. DJ Traver said, look, yeah, we let them score at the paint way too many times. What I told you Tuesday they couldn't do, they did. 1 minute left. The other thing he said, we shot 38% on Tuesday night. Couple of open misses there, and they have not been able to find their range from the outside, save one Jesse T Arena triple. 26-20 Hermiston. Right corner, Devin 3 ball there. Front iron into the hands of Williamson for Southridge. He'll move it down the middle of the floor with 35 seconds left in the first half. T Arena takes a handoff from Walford. Moving back out on top towards half court. Corey on him. Doesn't use Walford's tip. Goes to the left side. Flips it over his head as he had his back to the basket. Doesn't see the basket. And flips it and kisses it off the glass. 14 points now for T Arena as Hermiston's lead is down to 4. Shot clock off. 13 seconds left before halftime. Isaac Corey. Yo-yoing up top between the rings. Now looking right, he'll take it, middle of the floor, into the 10, right hand glass and good as he attacked the traffic just before the buzzer. Isaac Corey's second field goal of the first half gives Hermiston a 28-22 lead as the teams head into the locker room here at the halftime break. January 2nd was a battle separated by 1. Tuesday night, a battle separated by just a 6. And tonight, it's a 6-point Hermiston lead as they head into the locker rooms. I owe you a minute back in the station. We'll take that 1-minute break here on AM 1360 KOHU.